This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We always do at this moment. We start off with our classic album of the week. And this week...
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
I asked the gayest man on the universe to actually choose a classic album, and I'm talking about Rowan Sheehan, who is our arts gossip person. Hello, Rowan.
Hey, David. How you going?
Good. And what album have you chosen?
Well, look, I've chosen ABBA's fourth studio album called Arrival, so which was released actually nearly 44 years ago.
Wow.
In 1976. Actually, it was released on the 11th of October,
right.
1976. So yes, it was a 11-track album with an A and a B side on vinyl.
Now, before we go into the tracks and what it's all about and how brilliant the album is, and of course we'll talk about the album cover as well. All the guests I have on, and we've never really, well, if we'd done it with you, it was a long, long time ago, because you're obviously on every second week with Arts Gossip, and we'll be talking to you about Arts Gossip after we talk about the ABBA album. But for those people who don't know much about you, give us a bit of your background, who you are, Rowan.
Look, I've worked in the arts for a very long time. My first foray was actually in school, so on being on stage, and which led to a career as a musician in the Australian Army.
Right. What instrument?
I played clarinet.
Oh, okay.
So I was very lucky to serve with a couple of postings throughout Australia, and very lucky to tour Australia and also travel overseas on a number of assignments.
What was that with the band?
The Army band, yep.
Right. So you joined as a musician, did you?
That's
and,
right. Yep.
And you went straight into that part of the Army.
Yeah, look, I did. I had to go through recruit training, of course. So so I went to Wagga Wagga for 3 months and trained to be a soldier, and then went out to the band. And funny enough, my first posting was actually back at Wagga. So I was at the Kapooka Army Band for quite a number of years before coming back to Melbourne. So,
okay.
And then I made the decision in late 93 to leave the Army on a full-time basis, and I went part-time, which you could do then.
Okay.
And you can still do that now as well, to go back to uni. And from there, I sort of basically got into theatre land.
Right.
As such. Was at Swinburne University in Paran.
Studying what?
Well, at that stage, it was community arts. So basically it was one of those bits of courses where you did have, you studied everything to do with theatre and cultural activity. So, you know, you performed on stage, you got to work on arts admin, you did costume development, set development, so learn how to do a lighting plan and things like that. So you basically covered every aspect, as well as all the performing side as well. So, you know,
fantastic,
having to learn to be a performer and a dancer and a singer. And so, yeah, we got to work with some really terrific people during that time. So, and quite a few of those people went on to become friends who I deal with these days in my different life.
Now, you know, when you were doing that course, Rowan, you're obviously a musician and decided that you wanted to. What was your end result of doing this course at uni? What did you have in mind?
Well, the funny thing is I wanted to be a lighting designer, lighting and set designer.
Okay.
And once I'd finished the course, you know, was sort of looking for work, and basically finished up at Wangaratta, running their arts centre, so as their first professional arts centre manager. So I was still doing, you know, some freelance work on the side and production and things like that. But, yeah, but fell into arts administration, and that's basically where I stayed, you know, right, the next 20 or so years. So,
and after Wangaratta, where did you move?
I came back to Melbourne, and I was working with the Victorian Arts Council, which is now Regional Arts Victoria. Did some, again, I said I did some freelance work, and then finished up back in Wagga 10 years nearly after I'd left with the Army Band, and was actually running the Riverina Theatre Company, which at that stage was the longest running professional regional theatre company in Australia, so which had had a very long history. And then after that, I went north to Norpa in Lismore, so, and was working with Lyndon Terracini up there, who runs Opera Australia.
Uh-huh.
So, and then after that, I went to Adelaide, was working on Feast and a number of other projects, and then finished up in Canberra in 2009 and was the general manager at Jigsaw Theatre Company, where I stayed for the next nearly 4 years, so before coming back to Melbourne. So.
Right. And when did the idea come from? Because you know, you've got a very successful arts website, which is...
Australian Arts Review.
Right. When did you decide?
Well, when I was in Adelaide, I dabbled with, you know, website design and all that, and a couple of arts-based websites there. So when I came back to Melbourne in 2012, I was sort of, funny enough, I was actually in Adelaide and ran into some former colleagues there, and they said, oh, look, you know, your websites previously in the arts had done really, really well. Why don't you look at revisiting them? So that's what we did. So originally I thought about just doing Melbourne, but I thought, well, I did have contacts all across the country, so why not look at doing a national website?
Yep.
You sort of go through that process, oh, do we really need another arts-based website? Well, apparently we did. So, you know, nearly 7 to 8 years later, here we are, is sort of surviving even through the pandemic.
Right. And, well, because it's a perfect outlet, really, isn't it?
Well, it is really, because we've been able to continue publishing, you know, because we don't need things like an office and all
yep.
that. So
yep.
I work from home, so which yep. is one of the real benefits. I yep. basically need an internet connection, a computer, and... Yeah,
off you go.
Sort of off you go, yep. and then, you know, and we do a lot of stuff online. So, you know, in sort of negotiating the various stories we're going to cover and the features we actually do. So,
yeah.
So we've been able to continue covering what's actually happening, and you sort of you see the ups and downs of what's happening across the country.
Mm.
Of you know that time in March where everything just cancelled.
Yep.
Sort of, basically, there was a few weeks where we were looking, going that the emails, because normally we get a lot of emails coming every day, just dried up.
Yes.
Basically, just stopped because yep. everyone went into panic mode, yep. going, "We've shut
yep.
shop."
Yeah.
And but then you know, early by the end of March, it was only a few weeks that people sort of started pivoting, doing things online and creating content or moving their
yeah.
on-stage stuff
and,
directly online.
And now you can really sense that a lot of people are just sitting waiting because we don't know what will happen next. But we'll get to that when we talk to you a little bit later, as in arts gossip. But let's go back to the... album of the week. Why have you chosen ABBA's Arrival? What was it about this album? Is a classic album to you?
Look, it was probably one of the first albums I actually bought or was actually given. So I do remember having one of the Disneyland albums, but I couldn't find that. So this is the next one, and I've still got it actually in the collection, so because I do collect some vinyl, mostly Australian soundtracks of musicals, but this one is still in the collection, so I thought, well, it's one of the early ones that I did get back in 1976, and so I thought, yeah, that would be a ABBA, you know, is universal joy for music lovers. So, yep. And, you know, they're still, their music is still
relevant,
popular.
Yep.
These days. And, you know, yep. they've had that resurgence over the last decade with Mamma Mia the musical and the and movie the franchises. Yep. And then various other, you know, movies such as, you know, Priscilla and all that, which have drawn, and Muriel's Wedding, which has drawn ABBA's music out. Because ABBA were very popular here in Australia.
Yep.
So, as I said, it's their fourth album, studio album, but it was probably their most popular album here. The greatest hits did sit at 16 weeks the year before. I think this one did big business.
All right. So through the show today, we're going to pick out tracks and I'll talk about them. But... Yeah, like there's so many great tracks on it. It opens with When I Kiss the Teacher, and then it goes to what's the track after that?
Dancing Queen.
and what came next?
Following that, we had My Love, My Life.
Yep.
Then Dum Dum Diddle, and then Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Huge hit. Money Money, of course, is there. Tiger, I really love. And, of course, one of the big, big songs, we've mentioned a few already, but one of the huge ones being Fernando, of course.
Well, and it's interesting to note that Fernando didn't originally appear on this album. It was released overseas. Fernando was only released on the Arrival album for the Australian and New Zealand market initially. So,
right, okay.
But when it was re-released later, Fernando didn't appear.
Yep.
Amongst the 11 tracks.
All right. Well, thank you for choosing it. And as I said, it's officially labelled you as the gayest man in Australia and the world. So let's start with the opening track, which is a fantastic song. Very basic, very simple, but their hook lines were just amazing. And what is the opening track?
For this one, When I Kiss the Teacher.
When I Kiss the Teacher. Rowan, thank you for choosing ABBA Arrival as your classic album of the week. This is, Rowan just said, When I Kiss the Teacher is the opening track. You're on Joy 94.9. Enjoy, people, and dance around your lounge room right now.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Geoffrey Connaughan, the only independent gay candidate in the upcoming Port Phillip elections. As a proud supporter of Joy, I need Joy listeners' first preference votes if they live in Lake Ward. Or tell your friends who live in St Kilda, Middle Park and Albert Park to vote one Geoffrey Connaughan. Independent, gay and proud for Port Phillip. For more information, visit vote-connaughan.com. Authorised by G. Connaughan, Post Office Box 2097, St Kilda West.
Joy sponsor.
Aussie Jazz is the order of the day this Sunday night when Paul Gardner presents Bent Notes. New music from Stoner Kidna, the duo project of Melbourne trumpeter Reuben Lewis and guitarist David Brown. G'day, I'm David Moyle. I'll be chatting with Sydney-based drummer Alex Hurlian, winner of the 2018 National Jazz Award, and we'll hear a brand new piece from his jazz rock ensemble, Arcing Wires. 2 hours of jazz from 7 o'clock on your Sunday night, right here on Joy 94.9. Until then, have a wonderful jazzy week.
When I kissed the teacher, couldn't quite believe his eyes. When I kissed the teacher, my heart was filled with love. Yes, I held my breath.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine. Our classic album of the week this week is ABBA's Arrival, chosen by the gayest man in the universe. We're talking about Rowan Sheehan. This is another track, as I said, from Arrival, My Love, My Life. Enjoy, people. You're on Joy 94.9. This would have to be one of the dumbest and boom, Dum Dum Diddle is the name of this track. Some of the ABBA tracks can be a bit corny, but not too many of them. Most of them are good, but they're also cleverly written and performed by ABBA. This is our album of the week this week, and it's Arrival, and it's chosen by Rowan Sheehan. Dum Dum Diddle on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.